It's time for Locally on the Links, where we're always looking to tee it high and let it fly.
I never slice.
Drive for show and putt for dough.
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
And grip it and rip it. Locally on the Links, a look around the golf scene in the area, the Commonwealth and beyond. Locally on the Links is presented by the Virginia State Golf Association, serving golfers in Virginia since 1904.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Line. Rich Roth, Ed Lane on a Water Dog Wednesday. Obviously, it's Locally on the Links, presented by the VSGA, and our guest at this time, joining us once again on the show, Bowen Sargent, head coach of the Virginia golf team. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Congratulations on a great year. Maybe a little bittersweet, huh? Top eight move on, and you finished just outside of the top eight, so close, but yet so far.
Yeah, we had a great year with four wins and making it to nationals and finishing 10th. But we did. We came up three shots shy of making it into match play, and so it was a little bittersweet. But overall, I think when you reflect on a year, it was a positive experience.
Bowen Sargent, the golf coach for the Virginia Cavaliers. What specifically makes this a positive experience as a whole when the end of the season didn't go the way you wanted, despite having a very good run up to this point?
Well, it's extremely hard to make it into the final eight match play. Everybody knows that when you go there, there's 30 teams vying for eight spots, and it's the best 30 teams in the country. And we played well. Unfortunately, we kind of came up a little bit short, but. Again, a great year, and I'm really proud of our guys.
You know, are there were there any guys who afterwards you're sitting there going, man, just three strokes, if I'd only done this or I only done that? I mean, I do that, and, you know, that's the difference between, like, an 88 and a 92 or something ridiculous, as bad as I am. But I can only imagine guys sitting there scrutinizing their round. Wow, I gave one away here, or, you know, that if only I hit you. Did you get any of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always have that. Even when guys, we had Jimmy Sanger shot 62 this year in a tournament, and, he was sitting there at dinner going, gosh, I could have made this putt and this putt and shot 59. So, I mean, it's always relative. And, yeah, every player over four rounds can think of two or three or four shots that, would have, could have, putt lips in, putt lips out, ball hits a tree, kicks in the fairway. There's always that, no matter what happens. But, as I told our guys, even the teams that made it, those same things happen to them.
Yeah.
So you just hope over the course of 4 days that everything kind of evens out.
Is there, a little more introspectiveness and maybe a little more pain knowing that, for your program, you finished, the best you've done, 10th at the NCAA championships, got that close, and were nearly able to get over the hump and achieve yet another milestone this year?
Yeah, I felt more for our two seniors, just to be honest, with Derek Bard and Jimmy Stanger. They've both been great players for 4 years, and for me, it hurt more for them. Not that I'm comfortable finishing 10th, but, finishing 10th in the country is pretty strong out of 300 teams, but I hurt for them because they both earned the right, I thought, to be there, and so for me, I was sad more for them than us or the program.
And I know this isn't as big a deal for those guys as, it might be for some others, but some great personal accolades. Stanger, of course, named a first-team All-American, and I'm sure he would trade that in a heartbeat, to wind up in the, in the finals in the top eight.
Yeah, they were all... saddened that we couldn't find those three or four shots to get into the match play. But, he's had a great year here, won the ACC championship and won the U.S. Collegiate earlier this year. And, to be named one of the 10 best golfers in the country is quite an accomplishment.
Coach Bowen Sargent, Virginia golf coach, program best 10th place finish in the NCAAs, just narrowly missing the cut for that final eighth and a chance to be an NCAA champion this year. But you mentioned Derek Bard, you mentioned Jimmy Stanger, your two seniors. Tell us a little bit more in your eyes about the rest of the group that's coming back next year, golfers that are coming in, and how positioned this program is to build on the success from this year.
Well, we'll take a hit next year losing those two guys. There's no doubt. I mean, you can't replace a first-team All-American, and Derek is a former All-American and has an outside chance of making it again this year. So, you know, when you lose two All-Americans, that gets hard to replace. So we'll be rebuilding a little bit next year. But, you know, we have Thomas Walsh coming back as a third year. Danny Walker will be a fourth year. And then we have a young man at redshirted. He played last year, but he could very easily be maybe potentially our best player next year. So I think we have a good group of three or four guys there, and then obviously we have some good young freshmen coming in. One from Lynchburg that we're counting on playing a little bit. So we'll have to build on that 4 and 5 spot. There's no doubt about that, but I think we've got a pretty good core of three or four guys.
Once again, talking to the Bowen Sargent here on the Sports Line, Virginia golf, top 10 finish nationally, and just missing out on the finals, but a great year nonetheless. And, lots to be excited about, lots to be proud of. And, Coach, I've got a feel that you've got the mentality that there's lots to build on here, right? As you're out recruiting, I mean, this is all good stuff for you to bring in more talented golfers to the Virginia golf team and get over that next hurdle.
It is. You know, all the junior golfers out there were watching that event and still today watching. But, they were able to see our program and our coaching staff and our players and how they represented the University of Virginia. I think it was nothing but a positive. Obviously, we would have liked to have made the Final Eight and gotten more exposure, but I think we had some pretty good exposure on the national stage. And I know I've gotten a lot of emails from recruits already in the last couple of days. So, I think it was all positive.
And you referenced one of those as well, the recruits that's coming in, Jimmy Massey from EC Glass down here in Lynchburg, Virginia. Coach, give us a quick assessment of what he'll be bringing to the program.
Well, he's got a great golf swing, and obviously very talented. I know he won once on the AJGA, which is kind of the PGA Tour of junior golf, and he's got a great swing and a good work ethic, and we're looking forward to bringing him into our program.
Coach, thank you very much for the time. Congrats on the season, and wish you the best in the future. Look forward to staying in touch.
Yeah, thank you guys for hosting me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Fun to talk local golf, and yet another great year for the Virginia golf team. Bowen Sargent joining us to touch on their success this year.
You don't seem to be as fond of my assessment. I wasn't trying to be mean spirited. I know that's your intention, so you think other people are. I was trying to ask him a direct question, but
it just
reminded
me a lot of when you told Steve Kadelka he had a pretty good year, finishing second nationally, a runner-up to the national champion, and an NCAA Coach of the Year.
Well, I'd love to hear one day if Coach Sargent was offended or if you make it seem like he was offended. Because sometimes, Rich, we know this about you.
Anthony.
The word embellishments.
Okay, well, maybe what we could do is get Anthony to cut it up, and we can take a listen in hour number two.
That never gets manipulated either.
Stick around. We're coming back.